Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now here's Rich Weber, chief pilot for the Jacksonville Sheriff's Aviation Unit, an aviation speaker from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hi, I'm Rich Weber, your host of the FAA Production Studios. For Sun and Fun 2012, we're on the back patio of the Seaplane Pilots Association, and joined with me is Ben Coleman. He is the safety advisor to the president of Sun and Fun. Welcome, Ben.
Hey, good to see you, Rich.
You too. Good to see you. How's things going for so far for Sun and Fun?
So far, so good. Today will be the challenge when we have the crosswinds popping up.
Crosswinds.
That's winds that go across the runway rather than down the runway.
Yeah, my hearing. I thought you said crosswind. That will be a challenge then.
Oh, we do need an air show act called the Crosswind. Wouldn't that be?
That's an idea.
But it's good to be in. Everyone has had a relatively safe Sun and Fun this year. The fender benders we've had have been tugs with golf carts and vehicles and campers. That's about the extent of it, but everyone's been doing a real good job and a tremendous crowd.
It is. Good show. Good turnout so far.
It is an excellent turnout, and we tend not to, being with the staff, talk better, worse, biggest, less. It's a good crowd because people seem to be having fun, and that's the important thing.
And if that's the only kind of things that you're experiencing, is some fender benders, that's a great thing too, considering the main thing here is the aircraft. So if that's
There's so many people, and when you have that many people around, it's just a matter of an issue that it's just going to happen. It's just the law of averages that you're going to have little folks bump into each other. But no one been really seriously injured that we know of.
Good.
If they have, they've been concealing it and doing a good job.
Right. So if anybody does have an issue or any kind of a fender bender, I guess then they're just. Who do they contact if say that there's enough substantial, but maybe they need a report or anything like that?
Well, the sheriff's office is here, and they have a mobile units as well as a command center, and we always yield to the sheriff's department. Us, with the Sun and Fun staff for safety, we are there just simply to kind of observe and try to be more proactive and foresee problems
to help
that we can prevent them from happening. And that's our role here. But once there's been an occurrence, we turn it over to law enforcement, let them do their job, and give them the support to make sure that we can not be an impedance to what they do.
Yeah, that makes sense. A good prevention is just to being out there, being a little proactive and saying, hey, you know, don't park here, maybe you need to park over here, watch what you're doing. Those kind of things prevent having to have a report written.
Exactly. And I'm watching the Warbird ramp really close, and I'm just very, very... nervous when I see whirling propellers and people walking around the ramp, and just making sure that folks are being mindful. And all of the volunteer staff here have been very, very carefully briefed to slow down. Did you see the article in today's Sun and Fun Today newspaper?
Yes.
You did see it?
Yes.
Was it very good?
Good. It was
excellent.
Great. Outstanding. I think there's read the other one that you put out there, so they're both that I've read so far absolutely. It's right on target of what you need to get out there to the people. And all they have to do is read it and try to abide and adhere to it. And, it looked really good.
Well, that's what we're here just – and you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And people are the ones who are ultimately responsible for these accidents that we have. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason we tend to lean toward the people rather than the process or the procedure so much.
But that's what absolutely correct, because if they would just, sometimes it's just a matter of getting in too big of a hurry, people, and then that's when they had these little mishaps. And if they would maybe just try to take that extra minute and slow down, and haste makes waste, maybe that prevents some of this. Because not only is it the person that got the fender bender, but the person that did it, now they've got this they've got to deal with. And so just slow down, I think, is maybe a good message, wouldn't you say, to slow down, be aware of your surroundings.
Exactly.
And that might keep you from walking into a propeller possibly as well, just being aware of your surroundings.
And I've always talked with our staff here, if we have an accident, and eventually we are going to have an accident, it's going to be a slow accident. And if you concentrate on having a slow accident, maybe you'll concentrate about not having the accident to begin with. So if you just, it's just thoughts, just put, keeping it in the forefront of your mind, mm-hmm. in the front lobe, so to speak.
And I guess you probably also have some other responsibility, even with the flight line out there, if there's any kind of a incident or accident, heaven forbid, then what all takes place with the fire rescue and all the other apparatus, I guess. So that can be another major task for you, just everybody that, to keep in tune with and stay on top of.
Well, I am, Lights asked me to be his second set of eyes, ears, and conscience out here. And I am here to kind of grease things and smooth things to make sure that they work. And by greasing those skids, and we will have a nice transition from a normal occurrence to an emergency occurrence, and make sure that all the emergency folks are properly notified, mm-hmm. crowd control, if there is a need to get the medical folks involved, that they're here pronto, because mm-hmm. rescue is
their access.
Absolutely, and to make sure that they're completely tuned into what's going on. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do as managers of this event.
And of this is part of the safety.
Correct.
Right. And I guess the if there is something like that, then do they have airborne EMS that can fly them out if they need to? Any kind of
standing by?
Any persons
standing by? Got a couple of them.
Good deal. So that's great. So it's been well thought out, of course, and everybody's prepared, and hopefully won't even need it. But the biggest thing then, it sounds like, is just the fender benders, some of the minor things that go on just because of people not maybe slowing down, taking enough time to keep from backing into another car, or maybe running in a golf cart into something. And
yeah, we can plan just about every situation to the nth degree, and there's a term called Murphy proof, just mm-hmm. make it to where it's absolutely foolproof. But even then, there's a likelihood of having a situation to pop up. We manage, we control, and we will not be caught off guard like happened last year. That's before I joined the Sunday mm-hmm. Fund staff. The Storm Ready program with NOAA, are you familiar with that?
Not, fill us in, if you will.
Storm Ready is a support program that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration mm-hmm. developed for more community-oriented folks, towns, cities, townships, small congregations of people, that if there is a storm bearing down or a tornado about to approach an area, that they have a plan. They've got a disaster plan, and before the bodies are strewn all over the place. Last year was a classic example of the storm coming and hitting real fast, and we are not going to let that happen again.
Yeah, and that was just a complete surprise, it sounds like.
Well, complete to some, and maybe not as complete to others as a surprise. So we eliminated that situation by having a plan in force now that mm-hmm. We are storm-ready supporters. We are authorized and certified by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. We are the first air show event organization to be certified storm ready by NOAA.
That's great.
Because it's just, there's just, the other folks just don't have that big of a clue. EAA is Oshkosh, as Air Venture. They are a community there at the airport. They are recognized storm ready as well.
Oh.
But we are the first air show. And
the difference being the community up there versus the air show here.
The air show here, correct.
I see. Well, that's a neat, that's a one of those have-to-have things, though.
We do, and the biggest thing is awareness and advisory, mm-hmm. and then the methods of how to get them safely out of here to a safe zone. All the buildings are marked with wind ratings, and that's just to give the folks an idea of if there's, in the event of a high wind, this is where I need to go.
What kind of plan is there for some people that fly in and they say, hey, you know, we're seeing weather reports that, you know, a few hours from now we're going to have this storm hit, so a lot of them may want to try to leave the show. What kind of plan do they have to,
if it can be done safely, and every situation has its own
rules,
limitations, but we're trying to get them out as soon as possible, even if we have to cancel a lot going on, because mm-hmm. you know, the health and the welfare of our guests is number one.
Sure.
And of course, if it's too close, we'll ask the folks just to, you know, tie down as best they can,
mm-hmm.
Right. And ride
it's
too out.
Late. Sure.
Ride it out.
Because that would be safer than trying to get airborne and then encountering this storm in the air, that would not be good.
No, no. It's, if they can get out of here and go, we will let them, but up to a point.
Right. Because,
and that's the call that the senior management would make.
Sure.
We really are sincere about taking care of the guests and making sure they get here safely and leave safely.
Get to depart safely. So if there is something approaching, then I guess the way that most of the, you know, spectators, the fly-in people, then they can obviously probably listen for any kind of announcements, but there's somewhere that they're going to have to go to, I would assume, to find out whether or not they're even allowed at that point in time to leave or not. I guess what
we have several alert levels, and to give plenty of heads up for them to make a plan. Are we going or are we staying?
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, we close the door. I said, okay, we gave you a chance to make a decision. We've made a decision for you now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're staying.
For their own safety.
For your own good.
Yeah. Because safety is number one.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good. And that way, when they try to crank up and head out, it's not going to happen, but it's for their own good. And that's what they just need to understand.
And for the most part, people really do understand that it's for their own good, and we're just trying to help them. But it's the way that you deliver the message. It's one thing to tell somebody, you can't do that. It's another thing to say, we'd like for you to think about what you're about to do, and we would like to ask you not to do that. I mean, it's just...
Sure.
You know,
it is
just
all
a way
delivery.
In how you approach
you're
it.
Right. And here's why. Here's some reasons why. You know, the obvious, but yeah, that's good. What else is going on for the rest of the show then, as far as anything else that you would like to pass on to any of the people attending, spectators, people flying in? I know it's kind of starting to wind down.
The big thing, Rich, you're a pilot. You know the term SA. SA, Sierra Alpha.
Yeah.
Situational awareness. Don't just walk around in a fog. And I know we're all glad to watch and hear all these beautiful aircraft fly around, but pay attention to your environment and your surroundings at all times. I mean, the little sneaky electric golf carts behind you, they can hurt
hear.
You. They can hurt you just as bad as the ones that make noise. So
right.
Just always kind of keep your eyes open, on a head on a swivel, mm-hmm. and listen and pay attention.
Yeah, that helps a lot, because, like you said, they can sneak up on you, and you might not hear them coming, and they could have their attention diverted, not paying attention. Next thing you know, you're getting clipped by a golf cart, and you're getting launched over off the side of the drive, and gets to be kind of ugly, and it's not good.
Yeah, texting and karting should be...
Right, texting kind of goes right up there with driving these days, doesn't it?
Texting and karting.
Because it's the same thing, yeah. That's good.
Did you happen to see Precious Metal leave this morning?
No.
Yeah, he left about 8 o'clock this morning in a beautiful modified Mustang Reno Racer.
Nice.
And you saw Fifi fly. I'm sure you've got plenty of footage of that.
Yeah, we did. We did see Fifi fly, and we talked to Lee Lauterbach with Stallion 51.
Excellent.
So that was one of the, you know, a little bit of a...
Class act.
Class act, absolutely.
Very class.
They are. Matter of fact, did you know that I was talking to some of our viewers yesterday that if anyone needs a medical and they want to do a fly-in, they can actually fly into Kissimmee. They've got a aviation medical examiner mm-hmm. that they're working through Stallion 51 and can provide a medical. So you can fly in, get your medical, and fly back out. So people that didn't know that, that's...
Well, I understand they're also talking about putting a bar into Kissimmee so you can fly in and get your medical and go to the bar and get a drink at the same time.
Now, there you go.
What
I guess
deal.
It's a one-stop shop.
Just bring your designated pilot and you'll be fine.
That's right. Just like your designated driver. So that's good. Yeah, so that's one bit of information. And we saw that yesterday they handed out the Master Pilots Awards to 7 recipients. I don't know if you got a chance to see that.
I was on the other side of the field. I missed it. But tell me about it.
Yeah, there was. There were seven pilots that received that. Two of them that we know of locally here. There was Rock received one.
Mm-hmm.
And what's Rock's Rock? What's his last name?
Rock Hard as a Rock, Rock Castle.
Castle, that's it. I'm sorry, I had a brain cramp. Yep, and Walt Shambles. So those were two that I recognized.
Good.
Which the Master Pilot Award is for anybody that doesn't know, is for having accident-free flying for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So Walt said that his response was, now he's going to work on his next 50 years. So
that's typical Shambles.
Yeah.
Typical.
So that was one of the exciting things that happened for a lot of people yesterday. And... So when we're encouraging everyone to get around, look at all the exhibits, and stop by the pilot mall is another place, you know, they can get some of their gear and everything that they want to, some of the pilots that fly in,
Rich, there is one thing I'd like to add. People haven't been drinking enough water.
You say they have?
Have not been drinking enough water. We want everybody to stay hydrated because it's particularly today's going to be
when the temperatures go up.
Drink lots of water.
Because that's a safety issue.
Absolutely.
Walking down the middle of the street and you fall out and then a golf cart runs over you, so that's not a good recipe.
And then I have to write a report. So actually it's a little selfish. You know,
that's right.
I'm a little lazy.
But that's okay. I understand. You know, that is good. So that's an important thing. You know, I mean, sometimes people think that safety is all about not having accidents, but it's also taking care of yourself in the aspect of, like you say, staying hydrated when it's hot out. Sunscreen, keeping a cap on your head, and things like that.
And it also rolls into situational awareness. It's just you need to be, you may not be thirsty, but you better realize that you are thirsty and just don't know.
Understand? You just may not feel it, but you are gonna suffer the effects if you don't stay hydrated and stay making sure that you eat plenty, you know, and everything.
Bet,
so that sounds great. Well, it's great. We appreciate you coming out here.
Always
and,
a pleasure.
Anytime. Giving us an update, keeping us well informed because it's important for a lot of the. People out there that are attending to know here's some of what our policy is and some of the plan of action of what needs to take place.
In any time, I'm here for you, man.
Good. Well, that's great.
Let's see. How may I help you?
Which is now the motto or the slogan this We're year's for Sun and Fun 2012.
That's right.
That's great. Well,
thanks,
Ben,
Rich.
We appreciate it. Talking with Ben Coleman. He is the advisor to the president for Sun and Fun. I'm your host, Rich Weber, for the FAA Production Studios. And once again, we're right here on the back porch of the Seaplane Pilots Association. And take a look, come out, spend some time here at the air show, what's left of it. Make sure you try to get to see everything, and we will talk to you again soon.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.